Nolte, Rejoice Knowing the Corporate Media Will Never Reform. By John Nolte on April 23, 2025. Nothing would set the cause back more than if the corporate media suddenly became humble and self-aware enough to engage in serious professional and moral reform. You see, this is not an institution that decent people should want to see make a comeback. Right now we have these lying degenerates right where we want them. They are disgraced, discredited, and have lost their once powerful ability to shape public opinion, perception, elections, and the behavior of politicians. Everything the regime media held dear, its public influence and ability to control the narrative by bottlenecking information, is gone. Yes, new media was crucial in the legacy media's destruction. We relentlessly used the truth and facts to expose their obscene lies and hypocrisies. We also gave those interested in the truth a place to find it. Above all, we assured normal people they were not alone. Thus forever popping the malicious bubble mass media created to make normal people feel isolated. Nevertheless, no one can take away your credibility. You can only give it away. And the corporate media not only gave its credibility away, it hoarded out like a truck stop nymphomaniac on meth. No one made the media do any of this. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if dox white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russian collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. The only threat we now face from the media is if they take seriously the cause of their redemption. Pray that never happens. And that's why these two moments make my heart sing. Here's CNN blaming the media's credibility implosion, not on all the documented hoaxes above, but on the boogeyman of right-wing media. And here's MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle doing the same. The best part of this is that when a corrupt institution like the nearly bankrupt Washington Post and the disgraced 60 Minutes try to reform even a little bit, everyone is so horrified by the very idea of acknowledging past mistakes and a loss of public trust, they quit in a snit. Ruth Marcus, Washington Post columnist resigns. 538, Disney/ABC's wildly biased polling site shutters. Paul Krugman, always wrong New York Times columnist forced out. Jim Acosta, CNN anchor forced out. Nora O'Donnell, failed CBS anchor out. Chuck Todd, NBC's former Meet the Press host DEI'd out. Andrea Mitchell, NBC Harridan ages out of job. Chris Wallace, son of someone out at CNN. Joy Reid, racist MSNBC anchor too racist for MSNBC. Fired. Neil Cavuto, Fox News anchor scurries away. Alex Faulkner, demoted at MSNBC. Iman Mahyildin, lost MSNBC show. Olivia Nuzzi, out at New York Mag for allegedly stalking RFK Jr. Katie Fung, Lost MSNBC Show. Jonathan Capehart v. Lost MSNBC Show. Steps down from Washington Post editorial board. Lester Holt, out as NBC Nightly News anchor. One-third of New York Times editorial board, say, bye. Eugene Robinson, Washington Post columnist, quits in SNIT. Ryan Lizza, scurries to Substack over credible misconduct allegations. Bill Owens, 60 Minutes chief, resigns in crybaby disgrace. Let me give you the best example of what we want from the legacy media. We very much want Jake Tapper proving himself to be so creepy, dishonest, and dishonorable that after spending 4 years covering up Joe Biden's obvious mental decline, he writes a book casting himself as the hero and uncovering that scandal. That shamelessly dishonest behavior is pure gold. The media are committing suicide, and our only job is to point and laugh. Again, we have them right where we want them. They can only save themselves. Thank heaven they are too arrogant, prideful, and insulated to even try. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.